We welcome you into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, 5:12 here on a Thursday, July 13th, one day closer to the weekend. Gracie is off after today, so well-deserved extended weekend for you.
Yay.
Hopefully able to get over the disappointment of not winning the Powerball.
Yeah.
So we're both a little edgy today, but we're making our way through it as we are still employed. So we do appreciate that, though.
Yes.
But busy day today, a full rundown of everything happening in the world coming up. We appreciate all of your texts. Today's question that we'll get to in later on in this hour, and I don't even remember how we got on this topic, but I know it was after I revealed that my guilty pleasure is the story about the wedding.
It was completely bridal topic.
Store. Yeah, but Netflix, or it's not on Netflix. It was on TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Say Yes to the Dress, and then also Netflix's Love is Blind. My two guilty pleasures that I don't want anybody else to know that I enjoy. Yours is The League. We've gotten a lot of responses on this. 850-437-1620. A lot of responses on things happening in the world today. And with that in mind, we start with our top three stories for this hour. Number one, get the conspiracy theories ready to go. The Secret Service says its investigation is closed. There's nothing to see here regarding the discovery of cocaine at the White House, failing to identify a suspect. The law enforcement agency says it was unable to single out a person of interest from the hundreds of individuals who passed through the West Executive Avenue entrance where the cocaine was discovered. Somebody is very happy with that news.
Yes. The House is set to vote on a series of controversial amendments to the defense spending bill. So hardline Republicans are hoping to use the House floor amendments to tank the Pentagon policies on diversity, climate change, and transgender-related medical services. One amendment would ban the Pentagon from paying for or reimbursing expenses related to abortion services, while others would block or reduce military aid to Ukraine.
Also, the first over-the-counter birth control pill is getting the government green light. The FDA cleared Perrigo's once-a-day hormone-based Opill to be sold without a prescription. The company won't start shipping the pill until early next year. There will be no age restrictions on sales. Those are our top three stories today. Gracie has traffic and weather together.
Well, we are still seeing slowdowns on 98. This is going to be from Windhaven Beach backing up into Mary Esther. We had an accident there a little while ago. That's going to be right off of Rosewood Avenue, but that got cleared up. So we're just seeing typical afternoon delays, a little bit heavier now on 98 westbound. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Taking a look at our weather, the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar is looking good throughout Pensacola, Milton, and Pace, but just north of that, Century, Bruton, and Atmore getting some light rain currently. If you see anything else, of course, the traffic line 850-262-6111. Also, this traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. A few texts rolling in. One says their guilty pleasure is Saved by the Bell. I would not consider that a guilty pleasure. That's just good, solid quality American entertainment there. Another texter says, I like watching YouTube and people at theme parks because I haven't been able to go in years. Is this YouTube videos of people at theme parks, or is this just sitting at a theme park and just watching people? I don't know what's up with that, but they can clarify that. I hope it's YouTube videos of people at theme parks. That's what I hope
it is.
With
like a GoPro.
Yeah, maybe. That would make... Oh, that reminds me. So I enjoy doing that of GoPro at places I want to visit.
Okay.
Like Rome, London, things like that. So I get... So that would make sense to me. 850-437-1620. A couple of texts also on the theories of whose cocaine it was. One, of course, Hunter Biden, a popular name also. Our Congressman Matt Gaetz. One person says it was his cocaine. So hope not. hope it wasn't Matt. Let us know your thoughts on that as well. 850-437-1620. Looking at some local headlines. So the big local news today involving a nearly seven-hour meeting, the Escambia County Planning Board, talking about the mixed-use development of 1,500 acres in Molino. So this come out here in the last couple of weeks and days, and this was absolutely packed out with residents in Cantonment, Molino, basically all saying the same thing. We don't want this development here. We live in Molino for a reason. It's because we want to be outside of all of the massive developments, and we want the peace and the quiet. Here was just one person speaking.
He's not taking any consideration for the public around him. He's not using his own professional ethics. He's not using any moral values. Developers have no accountability for what happens after they develop.
Plenty more speakers just like her. In the end, what happened was that the planning board denied the request from Exit 3 Development Company to opt out of the county sector plan. There were a few different opt-out requests that the board had to take individually. The first one, the development company withdrew on their own based on conversations and public comment from earlier in the week. Then the board voted 5-0 against another request. And then after that happened, the developer then withdrew their rezoning request. So as of now, it's kind of up in the air what happens now. One comment from the zoning board was that this is really up to the county commission to get involved.
Because the county commissioners have not made a decision, it puts an undue burden on the landowners. Mr. Hemmer's just trying to make a living. He hires his attorney. County staff, it puts a burden on you, it puts a burden on this board, and also the neighbors of the developer.
So we'll see what happens moving forward. Over in Santa Rosa County, the administrator taking ownership of the proposed shark fishing ban at Navarre Beach that led to a wave of outspoken residents and fishermen this week.
Commissioner Wright, Commissioner Smith, nor any other commissioner knew that happened, and I have apologized to them for not bringing them into this matter and making them aware of it. I was simply handling this as a safety issue, not a political issue.
That's Devan Cook, who says it was an effort to be proactive after county staff received word that there was interest in establishing a private shark fishing charter company for tourists. Ultimately, the county commission voting unanimously to support a resolution supporting fishermen and establishing that no fishing zones would be made. Also, we have the Gun Violence Roundtable. You still got time to get over there if you're interested. Starts in 10 minutes at the Brownsville Community Center. They're expecting an update on Operation Brownsville to be given. This is headed up by Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Also, Police Chief Eric Adams expected to be on hand, as well as perhaps some county commissioners as well. That starts again at 5:30 at the Brownsville Community Center. And a father and son charged with possession of child pornography here in Pensacola. 56-year-old Christopher Lucky and 23-year-old Ethan Lucky both facing 30 charges after they were arrested at their home yesterday. 5:21, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our state and national headlines. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
For Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Learning how to deal with criticism is a major part of life for every person. The 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, helped shed some light on dealing with critics when he said the following, and I quote, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who, at best, knows in the end the triumph of great achievement, and who, at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place will never be with the cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." Ladies and gentlemen, critics come and go, but I encourage you to continue to dare greatly.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Every Friday night through September, bring your beach chairs and blankets to the Gulfside Pavilion at Pensacola Beach for a free, family-friendly movie presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. The Cinemas in the Sand movie this week is The Sandlot, beginning at sunset. Enjoy a free one-hour Pilates class at Community Maritime Park Sunday morning at 10:30. Bring your own mat and water. More at cityofpensacola.com. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Thursday, one day closer to the weekend, and it hasn't been great weather today, but it hasn't been as bad as Wednesday or even Tuesday, I feel like. So hopefully we're going in a positive direction, but we'll get a look at weather in just a bit. Let's get a quick look at traffic first. Windhaven Beach still showing slowdowns in the westbound direction on 98. That again is going to be all throughout Windhaven Beach and Mary Esther back to Hurlburt. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays throughout our area. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Showers and thunderstorms continue to be in the forecast. In fact, on Friday, we could see it during the morning, midday hours, or afternoon hours, maybe even more than a few times during the day. So look out for a little bit of minor flooding as well. Rain chance about 80% Friday. So some clouds. If we do have some sunshine, we could heat things up into the low 90s. Otherwise, highs will be in the upper 80s. All right, weekend rain chances are also on the high side at 70%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
So maybe we aren't going in a good direction weather-wise, but let's just stay positive about it. This traffic and weather update is sponsored by Irish Spring. Feel your shower with the fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring with those sensational Irish Spring spuds. The Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. You can pick up Irish Spring today. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. We've been taking your text here on what is your guilty pleasure TV show that you don't want anybody to know about. One texter said that F is for Family. It's on Netflix, about an angry, dysfunctional family in the 1970s, cautioning to not watch with children. And the reason that she thinks it's guilty pleasure is because I'm a 51-year-old grandmother and I feel really guilty for thinking that the show is hilarious. You're nodding in agreement.
Yes, I haven't watched the show, but I feel like that's why my show is my guilty pleasure. So I can agree.
All right. Let's get some state headlines here before we get to the Fox News update, starting with tragedy near Tampa today. Staff at the Alligator and Wildlife Discovery Center say nearly all of their animals died in a fire this morning. More than 250 exotic animals housed there.
Shortly after they went interior for that fire attack, flames were through the roof, and at that point they did make them evacuate the building, and we went completely defensive attack at that point.
And the cause of the fire still under investigation. Also, a judge will allow two reenactments of the Parkland school shooting to go forward. The judge siding with five plaintiffs who want the reenactment as part of their civil suit against Scott Peterson, the former school resource deputy. The judge will also allow Peterson's lawyers to stage their own reenactment. The reenactments will be recorded, but the judge has not decided if the jury will see either one.
Also, there's more bad news from Florida citrus farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that 15.9 million 90-pound boxes of oranges will be harvested this year. It's expected to be the smallest crop in nearly 100 years. The decline is blamed on a bacterial disease called citrus greening, as well as the impacts from Hurricane Ian and Nicole from last year.
Storm trackers at the National Hurricane Center arming themselves with a new tool that it's an upgrade, according to senior hurricane specialist Robbie Berg.
We're really hoping that's going to help us improve the track and intensity forecasting for all storms across the Atlantic and Pacific basins.
It's called HAFS, a Hurricane Analysis and Forecast System. It's operational now, and it's running alongside existing models for our current season before replacing them as NOAA's premier hurricane forecasting model. So that's the update from NOAA there. 5:30, it's Fox News time, and that's followed by Your Money Now. It's brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
News, I'm John Saucier. The Screen Actors Guild joining Hollywood writers and voting to go on strike. Actress Fran Drescher is the union president.
We're not going to keep doing incremental changes on a contract that no longer honors what is happening right now with this business model that was foisted upon us. What are we doing? Moving around furniture on the Titanic?
Well, the main reasons for the strike include pay rates and AI protections. The Secret Service can't figure out who brought cocaine into the White House. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the Fox News Channel says he can't fathom that drugs could be brought into arguably the most secure building in America.
Just to get into the door before you get through the gate, you go through security. As a member of Congress, when I come with my own security, I still go through security. They have cameras 24/7. It just seems to me when it comes to the Biden Inc. family, they get treated different.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Hollywood is effectively closed for business right now. Unable to reach a deal with producers, members of the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, SAG and AFTRA, will join up with more than 11,000 already striking film and television writers starting at midnight. Failed negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers means all film and television productions featuring actors will immediately halt, essentially shutting down Hollywood, the first tandem strike there since 1960. Stocks moved higher for a fourth straight day. The Dow Industrials today up 47 points. The S&P 500 gained 38. The tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped 220, or 1.6%. If you're a fan of donuts and you're near a Krispy Kreme shop, check this out. The chain is celebrating its 86th anniversary tomorrow with a tasty deal. Buy a dozen donuts at regular price and get a second dozen glazed donuts for just 86 cents. Yeah, Krispy Kreme was founded in 1937. That's your money now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. James Harden is reportedly upset about how 76ers GM Daryl Morey treated him in their contract negotiations. The two go way back, but Harden and the Sixers don't. He's been there a year and a half. Team isn't getting any better with him there, and I don't know what the future would hold. They have to do everything they can to win a title. Giving a huge contract to James Harden clearly isn't the way to do that. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either a Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely Nuggets
Spicy and Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single, and a Frosty,
Frosty
for me.
And a Frosty. Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower.
It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on a Thursday. Hope you are enjoying your week. We are almost to the weekend, just one more day. But I hope you're having a great week so far. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 5:36 right now, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather before we get to our national headlines. Then Joe will give us a rundown of what's going on in the world of sports. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We still have major delays on 98 westbound. Windhaven Beach to Mary Esther is going to be seeing their typical traffic going a little bit slower than usual due to a couple accidents that have been cleared up now, but still seeing the delays because of it. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Taking a look at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar, we still have some light rain just north of Pensacola. It's going to be throughout Century, Molino, McDavid, all getting some light rain. So just keep that in mind. It is 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze with partly cloudy skies. Also, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at our national headlines now, a Pennsylvania grand jury found the Pittsburgh Tree of Life synagogue shooter is eligible for the death penalty. The next phase of the trial will have families of victims speaking out.
They are eager to be able to share their feelings during this next phase.
Robert Bowers was convicted last month of killing 11 people in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history back in 2018.
Also, President Biden says Vladimir Putin has already lost his war in Ukraine. While speaking in Finland, Biden said that he doesn't believe that the Russian president could maintain a war for years and will eventually decide it's not in Russia's best interest. He added that Ukraine will join NATO once the war comes to an end.
A prolonged heat wave baking the Southwest, and it's expected to get even hotter. Phoenix posting its 13th straight day of temps of at least 110 degrees yesterday. The record is 18 straight days of 110 degrees or higher. That was set back in the 1970s. Forecasters say the city will break that record next week, and tomorrow temperatures could reach 115 degrees or higher.
Also, Iowa's new abortion ban is facing legal challenges. Abortion providers in the ACLU of Iowa have filed a lawsuit to stop the legislation, which would ban most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is set to sign the bill into law tomorrow. The ACLU argues that the ban could be viewed as unconstitutional, says that it will prevent thousands of Iowa residents from getting the access to essential abortion care.
President Biden going after Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville for blocking hundreds of military nominations over the Pentagon's abortion policy.
The idea that we're injecting into fundamental foreign policy decisions what in fact as a domestic social debate on social issues is bizarre.
Biden says the protest is ridiculous, suggesting it's affecting national security and military readiness.
Also coming out of Pennsylvania, there's still no sign of the escaped prisoner, Michael Burham, after a week-long hunt for the dangerous fugitive. So officials say that the homicide suspect, who has said to have survival skills, busted out of a Pensacola jail through the roof overnight on Thursday night. The officials who watched the surveillance video of the breakout said that he looked like a spider when he was escaping.
And just so nobody freaks out, that's Pennsylvania, not Pensacola jail.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Just wanted to make sure that we clarify that because we're in Pensacola and we didn't want anybody thinking that we have a survivalist murder fugitive out there
in the woods
in Pensacola. Yeah, so no,
Garson.
It's not here. Also, we have, in New Jersey, family, friends, and first responders saying final goodbyes to one of the two firefighters that were killed battling the cargo ship fire in New Jersey. That's Augusto Acabu. Firefighters from all over the state came to honor him, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is helping his fiance out financially. Looking at the world of sports today, LeBron James confirming he'll return to the hardwood next season. Last night on the ESPY Awards said that he will continue his basketball career. Major League Baseball is playing its first ever game in South Korea. The league says that the Dodgers and the Padres will open next season in Seoul. The teams will play a two-game series on March 20th and 21st, also confirming that they're heading back to London and Mexico City next baseball season. NFL announcing its 2024 Hall of Fame semifinalists. Legendary head coaches Mike Shanahan and Tom Coughlin are among 60 eligible candidates. They also include team owners Robert Kraft and Virginia McCaskey. Dick Vitale is dealing with a third cancer diagnosis. The Hall of Fame sports broadcaster says that he has vocal cord cancer. says he'll need 6 weeks of radiation. The good news, though, is that he has an extremely high cure rate, the disease does, and he plans to fight like hell so he can be ready to call games when the college hoop season begins. And here in Pensacola, the Ice Flyers hiring a familiar name as head coach. Gary Graham will return to the bench this season. His first stint with the team ended with their first championship back in 2013. He then left to go to his hometown of Fort Wayne, Indiana. And since then, he's been at Fort Wayne, the Omaha Lancers of the USHL, and the Nottingham Panthers of the EIHL in England, racking up 251 wins. Health, Business, and Science notes today. We heard from the CEO of the Disney Company, and he's hinting that a sell-off of TV assets might be in the company's future. Bob Iger spoke with CNBC that the company's core businesses, parks and resorts, studios, and streaming are all doing exceptionally well, maybe not so much as far as TV goes.
I think the disruption of the traditional television business probably is the most notable. If anything, I'd say that the disruption of that business has happened to a greater extent than even I was aware.
And of course, Disney owns ABC and ESPN among the channels that they own.
Also, weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department says that the initial jobless claims for the week ending in July 8th totaled 237,000. That's down from the previous week of 249,000.
Also, Amazon says it saw its largest sales day ever during its two-day Prime Day sales event. The online retail giant announced its Prime members bought more than 375 million items, saved over $2.5 billion across the July 11th and 12th sale. Amazon says the first day of the event was the biggest sales day in history.
Credit card interest rates are remaining historically high despite the inflation cooling this month. That happened last month. Credit card interest rates have now averaged 20%. That's the highest since bank rates started surveying and tracking the numbers back in 1985. The average credit card borrower has an outstanding balance of over $5,700.
And the Federal Trade Commission is investigating the company that created ChatGPT. The FTC is reviewing OpenAI company records on its handling of personal data. The commission is trying to determine the potential to give users inaccurate information. Before we get to pop culture notes, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays throughout our area. There is a patch of traffic on 29. That's 29 northbound in between 10 Mile and 9 Mile Road. So expect some delays there, as well as a small patch of traffic at the intersection of 98 and Blue Angel Parkway in West Pensacola. Also 98 leaving Mary Esther going into Windhaven Beach. Expect some everyday afternoon slowdowns in the westbound direction. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEA.
Showers and thunderstorms continue to be in the forecast. In fact, on Friday, we could see it during the morning, midday hours, or afternoon hours, maybe even more than a few times during the day. So look out for a little bit of minor flooding as well. Rain chance about 80% Friday. So some clouds. If we do have some sunshine, we could heat things up into the low 90s. Otherwise, highs will be in the upper 80s. All right, weekend rain chances are also on the high side at 70%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
It's partly cloudy and 82 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. And I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. So sadly, we didn't win the Powerball yesterday. Joe and I did have some tickets, but we didn't win this time.
That's right.
At least no one won, though. No one matched all six numbers of last night's Powerball drawing. So the jackpot is up to a massive $875 million. The next Powerball drawing is Saturday night. Tomorrow night's Mega Million drawing is going to be worth an estimated $560 million.
We have concluded, though, that the two of us do bring good luck to the Northwest Florida area. So if we are in the drawing, we are batting 1,000 right now of somebody in Northwest Florida winning at least something, as there was a ticket that sold in Destin that won the $1 million prize. So you're welcome for that. Film and TV production grinding to a halt in Hollywood as the union representing 160,000 actors is going on strike. The unions want more compensation and safeguards against the use of AI.
Also, Beyoncé's world tour has arrived in America. The Renaissance Tour has made its first stop in the U.S. That was last night in Philadelphia. The next stop is going to be in Nashville. That's at the Nissan Stadium in Nashville. That's happening on Saturday night.
I hope this was a prank because this is a really awesome one if it was. Tulsa, Oklahoma residents who phoned to pay their utility bills this week were instead, their calls were sent to a local McDonald's. Instead of connecting to an agent, the call went to the McDonald's, and employees say they were slammed with calls from confused residents.
Yeah, I hope that was a prank too, because that's a good one. And McDonald's is the place that you prank. You know, you go to prank, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
A weird one coming out of Iowa. A guy in Iowa got arrested for public intoxication after cops found him lying in an intersection snoring. So it turns out that he was at a wedding 3 miles away and he tried walking home. The 25-year-old Lane explained that at the reception, he was at a golf course in a casino nearby. He had been drinking heavily. Luckily, no one ran over him when he was snoring, lying in the middle of the intersection.
I want to know how long he was in the intersection.
Yeah.
I don't have any experience with being that drunk and passed out that you start snoring. So I don't know if he just literally collapsed over and then immediately started snoring. But I hope he wasn't out there for an extended period of time in which nobody called 911.
Yeah.
Because that would be a bad look for everybody who drove past him there. In Houston or nearby Houston, if there's one group of people you never want to tick off, it's soon to be brides. But that's what happened when a bridal store suddenly closed down without warning.
I spent most of that day last Saturday crying.
Their Facebook account went missing. Their Instagram went missing. Their Pinterest went missing. And we're still waiting for the instructions, which we at this point know we're not going to get.
So several brides say they had ordered dresses, put down deposits, and were never notified. So now they're scrambling to find new dresses and, of course, get their money back. So this is what led us to the discussion about guilty pleasure TV shows, because in my mind I was thinking about, look, I understand, you know, my wife went through this of saying yes to the dress, and she bought her dress at a store in Atlanta, I believe. And, you know, it's an emotional thing. It's a very emotional thing. And so to go through that, to find the dress that, yeah, this is the one. And then for the bridal store to just literally close with no warning, not getting your money back. I understand how frustrating and just throwing everything into chaos. So this is what led to discussion, because then I mentioned that one of my guilty pleasures in the past has been watching Say Yes to the Dress. Another guilty pleasure in the past has been Love is Blind. And the reason I love that show is just because of how absolutely ridiculous the concept is and people just faking that they're in love with these people so they can get out of these dating pods.
Yeah.
So they can see them and then just trying to force their way through 3 or 4 weeks, so however long it is. I think it's just absolutely ridiculous. So then the conversation came up about guilty pleasure. So we've been taking your texts today. We've gotten a lot of them. What is your guilty pleasure that you want nobody else knowing about that you enjoy watching? It could be a TV show. It could be a movie. We've had several good responses. Gracie's is one that I love, is The League. And I still, you know, you've told me now a couple of times why it's guilty pleasure to you, but I think it's an absolutely fantastic show, and I would never scorn you for watching it.
Oh, thank you. I think I'm just like, I don't know, it just is such a guy show. Like, I could just see, like, my brother just, like, thinking this is the funniest thing ever. And then I'm also crying laughing at the stupid fart joke. So.
Yeah.
Or whatever it may be.
Well, and so I have a theory that football season is now just a couple of months away with the regular season. I think you will be a Jenny in a league this year where you will be the token female and then you will have your own team and it's going to be a real life version of the league. Maybe we could even do it at the radio station.
Oh my gosh.
I
well,
don't know.
Jenny knows what she's talking
right,
about.
Exactly.
So I'm happy to be her.
Well, I'll give you a couple seasons before because
yeah.
You're going to go all in.
Yeah.
And you're just going to be this fantasy football aficionado there. So let us know 850-437-1620. What is your guilty pleasure TV show that you would be embarrassed if your family and friends, your close family and friends, knew that you enjoyed. Of course, we guarantee full anonymity. Your name will not be revealed. We just are interested in knowing those, and we've had fun reciting some of these here. 5:51, final break this hour. We're coming back with some good news and the numbers in on the first night of Mission Impossible. That's coming up next. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Peakmore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Peedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa"?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Local and dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday evening. 5:55 right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 running smoothly. 98 westbound throughout Windhaven Beach. Still expect some afternoon slowdowns. We have some light rain all throughout our area, really, but just north of 9 Mile Road is really seeing a good bit of it. That's going to be throughout Molino, McDavid, and up to Century. But again, just light rain. It is 82 right now in Pensacola with partly cloudy skies, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Good one from a texter. We're talking about one. What are your guilty pleasure TV shows or movies that you would be embarrassed if people knew? Texter says 50 First Dates. That's a good one there. The thing that is really jarring to me about that movie is, you know, one of my favorite sports movies is Rudy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you haven't seen that.
Oh,
so,
I've seen Rudy way too many times.
Well, hold on it. Wow. Hold on. Don't need to get hostile about it. Rudy's great. Sean Astin, who is Rudy in that movie, and he's, of course, Samwise in Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. Seeing him in 50 First Dates as the roided-up brother with the see-through mess jersey with the lisp is so jarring and bizarre. Weird casting on that one. But, yeah, 50 First Dates, classic rom-com there. That's a good one there. Taking your text, your guilty pleasure TV and movies, 850-437-1620. Good news today, a woman in Alabama who's a recovering addict recently asked her boss if he'd show up at her custody hearing and testify to help her get her kids back. Instead, he offered to shut down his whole company for a day so all 70 employees could tell the judge how great she is. In the end, it wasn't necessary. She did get the custody back. Tim Cross owns a trucking and logistics company called ETA that's all about giving people second chances. Most of his employees are in recovery for drugs or alcohol.
Also, good news coming out of Michigan. Two preteens from Michigan are being called heroes after rescuing a 7-year-old boy named Griffin, who sunk to the bottom of the pool. When they were able to pull the kid up, his mother performed CPR. Here is the sheriff. This is Sheriff Christopher Swanson, who was one of the rescuers, a 12-year-old boy, Noah, talking about saving the small child.
The 7-year-old wasn't breathing. He was blue. And he was lifeless.
I just thought it was the right thing because I don't want to let someone die.
Yeah, pretty cool story there. Kudos to those 12-year-olds saving a 7-year-old there. And in movie news, the latest installment of Mission Impossible already lighting up the box office. Paramount says Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Brought in $15.5 million on its opening day yesterday. They're predicting the 5-day total ending up at $90 million.
So I don't know if we already talked about this, but is this one that you would go see, or you're going to wait? Are you a Mission Impossible fan?
I like the original one, mm-hmm. for sure. I did watch the most recent one in theater. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep the first time, and then I went back and watched it. Yeah, I would go see this one. I don't know if I'll have time. I mean, Saturday's pretty full, so I don't think I'll make it this weekend. Definitely not making it next weekend. So this one will maybe kind of skate by.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, oh, I have to see this in the theater. But if I had time, I probably would have this weekend, but I just won't.
And then next weekend's a big movie weekend for important movies.
Barbenheimer.
Yes.
Oppenheimer and Barbie movie. Can't wait to see Oppenheimer. 5:59, Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up, and we are on a 12-minute break until we have a full rundown of everything going on in your world today. Some big news here in Escambia County and Santa Rosa County. Details on that. Plenty more as well. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to